1837. The black woman's name was Sari, and when she crashed out the door of the cabin at the end of the slave quarters into the fading winter light, her lower belly bursting with the child that had already broken her water, the aftermath of the ice storm and the sheer, desolate sweep of leaf-bare timber and frozen cotton acreage and frost-limbed cane stalks seemed to combine and strike her face like a braided whip. She trudged into the grayness of the woods, the male shoes on her feet pocking the snow, her breath streaming out of the blanket she wore on her head like a monk's cowl. 10 minutes later, deep inside the gum and persimmon and oak trees, her clothes strung with air vines that were silver with frost, the frozen leaves cracking under her feet, she heard the barking of the dogs and the yelps of their handlers who had just released them. She splashed into a slough, one that bled out of the woods into the dark swirl of the river where it made a bend toward the plantation. The ice sawed at her ankles. The cold was like a hammer on her shins. But nonetheless, she worked her way upstream, between cypress roots that made her think of a man's knuckles protruding from the shallows. Across the river, the sun was a vaporous smudge above the bluffs, and she realized night would soon come upon her and that a level of coldness she had never thought possible would invade her bones and womb and teats and perhaps turn them to stone. She clutched the bottom of her stomach with both hands as though holding a watermelon under her dress and slogged up the embankment and collapsed under a lean-to, where in the summer months an overseer napped in the afternoon while his charges bladed down the cypress trees for the soft wood Marse Jameson used to make cabinets in the big house on a bluff overlooking the river. Even if she had known the river was called the Mississippi, the name would have held no significance for her. But the water boundary called the Ohio was another matter. It was somewhere to the north, somehow associated in her mind with the Jordan, and a black person only needed to wade across it to be as free as the children of Israel. Except no black person on the plantation could tell her exactly how far to the north this river was, and she had learned long ago never to ask a white person where the river called Ohio was located. The light in the west died, and through the breaks in the lean-to she saw the moon rising and the ground fog disappearing in the cold, exposing the hardness of the earth, the glazed and speckled symmetry of the tree trunks. Then a pain like an axe blade seemed to split her in half, and she put a stick in her mouth to keep from crying out. As the time between the contractions shrank, and she felt blood issue from her womb between her fingers, she was convinced the juju woman